To be sure, it's a very, very special festival. Some would say, I remember what some would say. When I was in the army, then I served with a lot of unobservant Jews with me. And I remember that every time in Tu B'Shvat, we celebrate four times Tu B'Shvat, because I served for 4 years. So every year, they used to say, oh, Tu B'Shvat today? Oh, this is a fake holiday. That's not a real holiday. We have Hanukkah, we have Pesach, we have Sukkot. That's not a real holiday. And I used to argue, and I would say, no, there's a lot of meaning behind the holiday. We talk about the nature. We talk about the importance of the nature, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah, I would say, in Rosh Hashanah, says that the Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilanot. It's the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the birthday, we should say, for the trees, for the nature, and so on. This is the time now that we are blessed for the Etrog that will be in Sukkot of next year, Bezrat Hashem. And really this connection between, I would say, the human and the nature is something that is celebrated. Also, in Judaism, there's a lot to be said about that. And that's for
I
different
I just want
classes.
To say that now when Idan is speaking, I think about in Israel, in the last night, they had, how do you say, Ridat Adama?
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Yeah, you all
and
heard
I don't know, it's really funny that it's happened on Tu B'Shvat, that Adama, you know, the land and people, it's maybe
we want to say
something. I don't know. It's
Earth, Mother Earth tells us that it's here and it's not going anywhere. And on Tu B'Shvat. So we just need to know how to use it, and that's it. So it's good to see all of you. So this program tonight will be dedicated for Tu B'Shvat. We'll listen to a song, a very, very beautiful song. Maybe, perhaps, some of them actually know it, yeah. Right? Maybe some of you know the song. We'll speak less about the song tonight and more about our Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat in Israel. So with no further ado, make sure you are muted, and we share the screen with the song. So here we are, a special song for Tu B'Shvat. Let's do this. I need this. And I need this. And now it's good. All right.
Oh,
All right, how many of the places did you recognize?
Well, what I say what is interesting in the land of Israel is in such a small country, you have all the shapes. You have mountains, you have valleys, you have lowland, you have rivers. You have, it's unbelievable. You have all these different shapes. It's just like amazing.
Amazing, amazing. I will say there was no lyrics to this video. We'll see the lyrics in a minute. We wanted just to focus with the song of the beautiful views of Israel. So we translated. I don't know if you could see on the top left of the screen the names of every in each place that appeared in the video. We translated. We put it on the video. We'll now go through the lyrics so we can see a little bit what we spoke about. But we wanted really to focus on the views because it's Tu Bishvat, and to give the music is only the background. It's only the excuse. Yes, Ira.
I just wanted to ask, talk about the scenery and the different locations. Near David, the kibbutz.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the kibbutz that I was on. This, the footage that you saw, the aerial views of near David, it looks like a really huge kibbutz, is it?
No. No kibbutz is huge.
It looks much bigger than Stot Yam.
Just because I think the houses there is building like that and not in a circle, as usually kibbutz is.
Yeah, like, it's like stretched,
yes,
right? It's not
next
a circle.
To the river, so that's why maybe.
Okay, and where is the Sa'ar waterfall? It sort of reminded me of Sakhni, but I'm pretty sure it's...
No, it's not in Sakhni. No, up north. Very much up north. But let's see a little bit.
I seem to remember a waterfall in Sakhni, but then I saw pictures of it, and there is no waterfall.
There is a five-minute walk from the Sakhni. You have a falls there. Next to the
Sakhne. I'm just wondering if I'm imagining
things. No, for sure. Bezrat Hashem, you need to go back again, Ira. As soon.
Yes,
as soon.
I do. I was speaking to my cousin yesterday in Israel, so yes.
Here you go. So as you could probably guess, even without seeing the lyrics, the song is called Your Wonders Have Yet to Cease. Song was written by Yoram Tahar Lev, one of the most important poets in Israeli culture, composed and performed by Rami Kleinstein. The song was first written and composed in 1984. The recording we heard is Rami himself singing it from 1996. Before we go through the lyrics, just to see them, the two. This is Yoram Tahar Lev that a couple of weeks ago had his yahrzeit, first year. He passed away last year. You see that Ruchama is recognizing.
I was crazy about him.
Here you go.
He was amazing, absolutely amazing.
He was more than a poet. He was an entertainer. He was a person with a very, I would say, deep humor sense. He was a storyteller.
Very much so. Yeah, the way that he explained Hebrew is amazing. Like,
Baruch Hashem. So I'm glad we brought him in the program also. We had to pay some respect to Yoram, passed away last year from cancer, unfortunately. And she, Vadelechem Arukim, the singer and the composer, very, very talented, very beautiful composition, melody to the song. Rami Kleinstein was born in 1962. This is the album that's been
just
through.
Pay attention of the picture. It looked like there is no ears in between two of the pictures. Just he changed his shirt from a white to a black. It's something really known in Israel that he's never changed.
He never changes. He never gets old. Yeah. Rami Kleinstein. You can tell from 1996 to now to 2022, I think the picture was taken. Same person, looks the same, right? Which is amazing. Maybe that's what happens when you don't have hair. You just look younger all the time. I don't know. So this is Rami Kleinstein and his album, the Haosef, the collection. He played and sang songs that he composed for himself, for others throughout the years. It was released in 1996. Now let's go a little bit.
Yeah. I just want to say about Rami Kleinstein that he's really known with... Rita, if you know Rita,
they were a couple, yeah.
They're a couple that sing a lot together. They have some albums together, and they did some beautiful songs together. So usually it's Rami and Rita, and not just Rami Kleinstein.
Used to be, they got divorced.
Yes,
yeah. Used
and
to
not
be.
Just Rami Kleinstein by himself. But here he's by
only
himself.
By himself. Yeah, let's go through the lyrics a little bit. So we said the song is called "Your Wonders of." Yet to seize, right? So you can go through the lyrics a little bit. Tiny country, beautiful country. That's Yoram Taharlev was a strong Zionist. Ruchama can probably say a lot about this. His love, his passion to the land of Israel was really something incredible. It was amazing. And his many, many, many of his songs that he wrote and the stories that he wrote, he really focused on Israel from his perspective as a beautiful place, as a tiny place, as a place that has so much wonders and it will never, never, never cease. He speaks here very intimately about his relationship with the land and so on. You can go a little bit through the lyrics. Really, really, really beautiful. A lot of things that he can say. You can see he talks about the villages and he talks about the trees.
I think that he tried to combine all the beautiful nature views that you can see in Israel in one song. And I think that he almost succeed. Maybe he missed a little bit about the culture and about the environment, but about the view and the nature and all of that, I think that he succeed to include everything in one beautiful song.
Which is one of the most famous today in Israel. We call them Shirei Eretz Israel. When we talk about songs about Eretz Israel, then Yoram Taharlev wrote many, many, many of them. But also, this is one of the I would say highlighted
yeah.
ones, right? Odlotamu Kol Plech, Your Wonders of Yet to Seize, beautiful song. Ruchama, did you know the song before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now that I listened to it, it came back.
It came back. Baruch Hashem. I'm very glad. So, probably I thought what we can do for Tu Bishvat when we talk about the wonders of Eretz Israel that are yet to cease and so on. And we decided that it's also Tu Bishvat and it's also the last session of this season of Song of the Week. We'll go afterwards for a break. And we wanted to invite you for a tour, a virtual tour in three different... national parks or natural reserves that we think are worthwhile visiting in your next visit in Israel. And if you don't know when is your next visit in Israel, then at least you can come with us now and see it. And
we wanted to do something similar that what we did at the last one in the season
in the summer.
About if you remember that we brought you some names of beautiful beaches that we have in Israel. So now we want to do something like that will connect to Tu Bishvat and the beauty of Israel.
We should also say that every and each place we will see now is a place where both of us have been. We bring also personal pictures from when we were there. So you can see like we are really tour guides in the place. You will see us not only here in Toronto in Zoom, you will see us in the places themselves. So beautiful, beautiful places that we wish we could now go and travel. Believe me that the weather is way more beautiful there now than it is here in Toronto. So let's start, Priya. Let's start with Mitzpeh Ophir. With Ophir's observatory.
It's your best one. You prefer it.
I'll talk. It's one of my favorites because I didn't do that at the end, but I planned on proposing for Priel in this slot in Israel, in this place. It's a very famous place for proposals also.
So just let's say that it's next to the Kinneret.
Okay. Yeah, you can see the map over here.
We just spoke about Kibbutz Kinneret last time, so here you can see that it's right above the Kinneret. So
on the side of the Golan Heights.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really high, and you can see all the Kinneret from this point.
And so you can see how beautiful the place is. Really, the view is stunning, stunning, stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Many people go there. You can see the Kinneret end to end. We didn't bring, it's not a panoramic picture, but you can see the Kinneret. It's a very big lake, not on Lake Ontario, obviously, but no, it's a big lake.
The other side is Tveria.
Yes, exactly.
This was the first place where I was a teacher.
Wow. In Tveria, wow. So here we go, you see in the map, Tiberias, Tveria is over here, right on the other side of the sea. So it's 10, and you can see the beautiful, people go there to see the sun, watch the sunset, the sunrise. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Now, more of the thing that you can do there, this place, Mitzpe Ophir, the Ophir Observatory, used to be a Syrian camp until 67. And there are still some things, objects there that you can see. For example, this is a Syrian authentic shelter that the Syrian army used until 67. And over here you can see that's also one of the weapons that they use, the Syrian army. They're still there inland. Overlooking the beautiful Kinneret and Tveria, people can go by to see also history, not only the beautiful nature and the beautiful views of the Kinneret. I think it is beautiful and worthwhile. We'll just say every place in Israel is also named after something. There is a story behind it. So Ophir, he was a kid that grew up in one of the villages, kibbutzim, not far from there, and his favorite place was this hill overlooking the Kinneret. There was nothing there. It was undeveloped. It was just, a wild place where people can just go and watch the Kinneret. And unfortunately, we passed away at the age of 16 from cancer. And his father decided to dedicate this place for him in memory of him because he really loved the place. And so he collected money and really built this beautiful deck that there is there today. We would say, here's the both of us over here. You can see us before our wedding. Yeah, we said it's going to be very personal in the pictures, Priel. I don't think I asked for permission in those pictures, but anyhow, this is us before the wedding. We decided this place. I told you, I wanted to propose for Priel on that hill, but eventually I proposed in a different, not for a different story, where and how and why, but we got married during COVID, and we had our first date. Our planned wedding was supposed to be on June 30. And unfortunately, we couldn't go because the government said that all weddings are canceled and supposed to be postponed. And there was a long story behind it. So we thought to ourselves, what can we do to mention when June 30 comes? And we decided we will go up to Mitzpe Ophir, both of us. And we made ourselves, you can see that we made for ourselves. You can see here maybe what we're... Oh, over here. We invited a person that really taught us how to create our own wedding rings. And we made our own wedding rings from gold. I made for Priel, and Priel made for me.
And you can guess who is
it. Who one made it better? So we sat there for 4 hours with a professional artist that gave us in front of the view. We said, what can we do? If we're not getting married at that day, at least we can do something meaningful. So we overwatched the view. They brought this table. We worked very, very hard for 4 hours, and we made our own wedding rings facing this beautiful view. So that's our personal connection to the place. For Mitzpe Ophir, next time you're in Israel, make sure you have to go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Priel.
Next one is Givat Tom Vetomer. Tom Vetomer's hill. So actually, it's, I think, 2 minutes drive from my kibbutz. So
our kibbutz, it's already out.
Our kibbutz, okay. So I think that it's a place that I feel that it's something of my childhood. let's talk about the place and then we will show you some more pictures. So... it's a beautiful, wait a second. It's a beautiful natural reserve that you can just walk and see some beautiful trees and flowers and beautiful view. The story behind the place is Tom and Tomer, two soldiers that served in the army. And it's really sad that every time that we...
There is a story behind every place.
There is a name
that's 2 days ago.
Okay,
well. The story, yeah, two days ago. It was February 4th.
26 years ago, two helicopters crashed each other on the way
back. Maybe you remember the story.
From Lebanon. From 97.
How do you say Lebanon? Yeah, from Lebanon.
Lebanon to Israel. 73 soldiers just...
All of them died.
Finished both. Their life. So, Tomer is a member of a kibbutz. His father is a member of a kibbutz right next to my kibbutz. And they decided to open a nature reserve. And he decided to name it on Tomer and his best friend from the army, Tom. So it's Tom and Tomer. And there is a beautiful, how do you call it, a tower? Or
like this post, yeah, very high post. We'll say, we'll show some pictures.
Picture?
Over here, that's very close to the kibbutz. Look. Yeah,
so
this one.
Here, there is a beautiful town.
Post, yeah, post, yeah, yeah, very high.
With 73 beards painted on, if you can see.
Over here, all the way to the top. Every dove represents one of the soldiers.
What is this blue thing?
It used to be like an electric tower, like an electric post.
No, it used to be. It's still.
It's still, but they painted it. They're very, very, very tall. You can see it from all the surrounding. Look at that here in the picture. We'll show it to you here. You can see this blue thing over here. This post. It's very, very tall. You can see it from all around, from all the surrounding. It's on the top of the hill, the Tom Vetomer Hill, and it's all blue and it has 73 doves. Painted on it. Each dove represents one of the soldiers that died in the crash of the helicopters. One from
73 died in one crash.
Yeah, it was the worst in the world that of the time. It was the worst in world history at that time when that happened. And one of them is from here. There's a kibbutz right next to it, Negba. Right? Kibbutz Negba. So Tomer is from Kibbutz Negba. And his father decided
Tomer
to...
Tomer is actually a tree.
It's also a name of the tree. Tomer is the name of the tree. Exactly. Tomer is the name of the tree.
So I just want to say that it's a beautiful...
It's a beautiful place.
...that we used to go... Me as a child, I don't know, with my friends, just, you know, Friday afternoon to eat hummus or to do something there. Or if I had a camp that I... in charge of a camp, so I took all the kids to there to do activity. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
You can see
place.
There's some trails right over here. You can walk. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
And not really known in Israel, so it's nice because it's not always busy.
I think Debbie. Yeah, Debbie?
Could you please repeat the name of the place?
Yes, you can see it over here. It's called...
Tom Vetomer.
The Tom and Tomer's Hill. You can Google all of those in Google. You'll find all the information.
It's between Ashkelon to Kiryat Malachi.
Over here, Ashkelon, Kiryat Malachi, Ashdod, all this area. That's road number 3 over here on the bottom. That's where on this road that connects Ashkelon to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. That's where the kibbutz is, where we live. Right, very, very close to here. The border here on the south, this is Gaza already. Over here, over here, very close to Gaza, very close to Gaza. Yeah, we're 15 minutes drive from the border with Gaza, from the northern.
It's really far south.
Yeah, it is far south. It is south. Not so far, but it is south. Very close to Ashkelon, to Ashdod, this area, Kiryat Gat, this area. So this is Tom and Tomer's Hill, very beautiful, a lot of flowers, a lot of trees. Very, very beautiful this time of the year also when it rained a lot, right? It's very green.
Yeah.
You can see it when you drive to the kibbutz. Beautiful, beautiful. And the post has a very beautiful story. The third and last place we want to show you is Agmon Chula.
I think that some of you...
Who visited Agmon Chula when he was in Israel? The most famous place here. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Maybe
someone said, I don't know, we don't see your hands lifted, but we'll say Agmon Chula, the Chula Reserve, a beautiful, beautiful place that you can see that over here. It's up north in Ramat HaGolan. You see right in the middle between Lebanon and Syria, between the borders, very close to a place called Ramot Naftali, up on Road 90. You can see all those blue lakes in the area, that all the reserves. Agmon Chula is... should be the number one, I think it is, the number one place in the world to watch birds. If someone likes birds, And he wants to see, and he wants to see. So people maybe know a little bit. When they roam, I think birds roam. I think they roam. I don't know what the verb is, but when they roam, I would say roam. Correct me if I'm wrong. From I would say northern Europe, Russia, all the way to Africa in the month of the winter, migrate. Thank you. So they stop. They have a rest stop, and the rest stop, how not? It's in Eretz Israel, in this beautiful place called Agmon Chula. This place used to be one big lake that around 60 years ago, in the 50s, the government of Israel decided to dry the entire place so they can grow, can turn it into a farmland and to grow some stuff. Unfortunately, they figured out that this land is not healthy to grow some plants, and they decided 20 years ago to fill it again with water. Slowly, and it turned to be this reserve, beautiful, beautiful place where you can walk, you can hike, you can see this is the lake of Chula. Over there, you can also rent this small club car and drive in the roads of the reserve. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place, specifically in winter, because when it's winter in Israel, then that's when all the birds are coming, because it's very cold up north and they want to go down south. So there's bridges above the rivers, very close to the mountains, and so on. Beautiful, beautiful place.
I was bird watcher, and I used to take my class and it's amazing.
It's amazing. Here's some pictures. Here's some pictures.
Don't need a GPS.
Here you go. They are, exactly. Nachon? Exactly. You can see over here the birds. Beautiful, an amazing, amazing, amazing scenery to see, to watch in Israel. So in your next time in Israel, make sure, go there, rent this club car, drive around. Beautiful, beautiful places that there is to see in Israel.
You can rent also a bike if you...
Also a bike, yeah. You can also just walk around. Yeah, just rented this club car, so we put the picture. That's all. But it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So we very much recommend. All right, so we'll just say, before we'll listen again to the song, Chag Tu Bishvat Sameach.
We'll finish the Chag, but it's...
We'll still say Happy Tu Bishvat, Chag Tu Bishvat Sameach. Just as a treat, those two pictures at the end, we took them, that was 2 years ago, right? I think it was 2 years ago. 3 years ago?
Wedding.
3 years ago. All right, 3 years ago. You see, it's good that you remember. From Mount Gilboa, the Gilboa Mountain, Har Gilboa. Exactly this time of the year, you know that Tu Bishvat is represented by a special tree in Hebrew we call Zashkedia, right? Exactly. So it's a beautiful, beautiful tree all around the Gilboa, blooming around, and you can see the beautiful little small shkedia flowers on it. So if you happen to be in Tu Bishvat, Bezrat Hashem, go up north, go and see those beautiful trees all around Eretz Israel, and specifically in the Gilboa Mountain, are really, really beautiful. So we want to wish everyone a happy Tu Bishvat.
Chag Sameach.
And Chag Sameach. And Bezrat Hashem, we hope that in your next trip to Israel, you'll fill, and you'll fill not only the regular places that are very important, Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so on, but there are also other places that are not less beautiful and should be also seen and also walked by.
And I think that you will see there more Israelis than tourist people, because just the Israeli people will go there.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So we'll listen again. We'll listen again to the song. You want to take a look again on the beautiful scenery from different places in Israel. As usual, we'll be back here afterwards for schmoozing, for comments, for questions, if you want to see more and you want to schmooze. So thank you very much, all of you, for coming tonight. And we will we'll send when Bezrat Hashem, we will be back. So just remember, there is no session next week.
I just want to apologize. It's my fault because I'm really busy in my school. So I don't want Idan to do all of the next week's by himself, so we decided to stop and we will come back later.
Yeah, that's how we do. All right, so let's play the song and we'll be back here afterwards for schmoozing.